This call is being recorded.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you breathe in the breath of life and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Focus now on relaxing and letting go and finding your center within yourself. As you breathe in the light, hold it for a few seconds and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and all of your chakra centers, the 9 chakras. Become aware of all of the colors of the chakras and the resulting resonance within those colors, or the vibration of those colors. And make the colors, visualize the colors being brilliant, bright. If it's red or orange or yellow, make them bright red, orange, and yellow. All the way up to the 7th chakra and the 8th soul star chakra above your head and the earth star chakra below your feet. And all of their respective colors and vibration, the intensity of those colors, creating a higher vibration, a higher frequency within you. Therefore, a higher resonance as well within you, or you resonate with those chakra centers. And remember that each of the chakra centers corresponds to a physical gland within your body. So there is a connection between the chakras, the wheels of force, the wheels of energy, and your physical glandular structures. Now be aware of the violet flame as it completely encompasses your etheric body, all of the chakra centers. So visualize all of the chakras in alignment up your spine from below your feet to above your head and the respective colors, and then see those, each of those chakra centers becoming brighter and brighter and brighter. And then the violet flame surrounding all of the etheric body. So you have the violet flame surrounding the chakra centers. And the violet flame now expanding and growing. And visualize it expanding and growing beyond your physical body, encompassing your physical body. And just as a flame burns out all the old dross, when there is a forest fire, the trees burn, the plants can burn, but they always come back. They always rejuvenate. They are always reborn, just as when all of the programming within you, the old programming, the old third dimensional illusionary programming that you have carried with you for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, carrying various patterns and programs forward, see them all being burned up in this violet flame now, purging it, purging all the old programming so it is no longer so it does not hold you any longer. See, it literally, all of the programming literally burning. And know that this, as you are visualizing, it is actually happening as well. It is happening in your higher dimensional frequency bodies. And it only needs to be brought down to your third dimensional experience. Or even better, raising yourself out of that third dimensional experience so you no longer have to even be concerned about the programming any longer. Either way, see yourself becoming removed from the old programming, that it no longer holds any control over you whatsoever. Now see the violet flame expanding out past your body, past surrounding the building wherever you find yourself, growing and expanding. Past the town, the village, the country, the city, the province, the state, whatever it is, across the oceans, the violet flame continuing to expand and expand and expand. And at the same time, from the great central source of this universe, see that pillar of light, pillar of white light, coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the universe, through the central sun of this universe, or this galaxy, through the central sun of this solar system, and to the Earth, striking the Earth. See it striking the Earth and spreading out and merging in with the violet flame as well, all across the planet. So the violet flame now encompasses the entire planet. You wish, just with the thought, you can be immediately outside of your body, going through your third eye as you've learned to do, and be up above the earth, looking down and seeing this, the violet flame expanding, encompassing the entire planet. And the light from the central source of the universe also now spreading across the planet. The light, pure, brilliant white light, and the violet flame, both engulfing the planet now. Visualize this. See it as we are seeing it now, as you are doing this. For know that even though you are an individual, and an individual within this group, you have the individual process and the group process working at the same time here. Know that you are having an effect on the entire planet as you do this. You are affecting the entire collective consciousness of this planet. Every time that you do this, every time that you surround the planet with light, now see, as a result of this, what is taking place now, what is happening in this moment right now. See people everywhere becoming awakened from their slumber, from their sleep. See them becoming more and more conscious of who they are, what they are here for. people coming together more and more, not separated, but actually coming together as brothers and sisters. And see those ones from above, those brothers and sisters from the stars, see them coming down to the planet, landing on the planet in many, many ships all across the planet. See them landing and being welcomed by all the people here on the planet. And brothers and sisters from families long ago, reuniting, coming back together again, shaking hands, hugging. For you have not seen them, many of them, for thousands of years. Might even see them now inviting you on their ships. You inviting them to your homes. Visualize it all now as you want it to be and as it can be. Right now, in this moment, see this happening. Know that you are the creator. You are creating this to become as real. Take a moment now and visualize all of this in any way that you want to, any way that you want to create. Create your new existence in this perfect now moment. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back. If you left your body, come back. Tuck yourself back in. Your etheric, your astral, your physical body. Come back in, and as you do, feel the violet flame surrounding your body. Physical, your astral, and your etheric body surrounding you, knowing that this is a force field that can propel or repel anything that is not of the light from you. Anytime that you want, just call upon this flame. It burns out all the old programming, but it also serves as a shield, an impenetrable shield. If you but believe that it is there. For it carries the I Am presence within it. Always know that the I Am presence is also you. You are the I Am presence, and the I Am presence is you. Within you, now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. I come at this time to be with you in this new year that is just beginning, a year that you have just left, and a year now that is beginning. For it is the start. It is the start of something grand. You are in the process right now of becoming more and more of who you came here to be. In your thinking processes, in your feeling processes, you are coming to know and understand that you are so much more than you have been programmed to believe all of this life and lifetimes prior to this. You are coming into your own more and more now. Those things which in the past, even several years ago, you would not have understood, would not even have brought that into your vocabulary, things such as vibration and consciousness. Now it becomes an everyday expression for you. The idea of believing is seeing rather than seeing is believing. Think about how you have been programmed for so long to always see it before you believe it. Now the programming has changed. Programming is now believe it and then you shall see it. That is what you need to focus on more and more as you continue on in this next year. This next year that can bring so many remarkable changes to your own inner world as well as the world outside of you. Because it is the world inside of you that creates the outside world. And when you really come to understand that you are the creator being, that you both create and are within creation as well. So the more that you can trust that you are in the right place at the right time, that you are in the perfect now moment, every single moment. Yes, you keep hearing that from us. Be in the now, be in the now. But that is so important. Because that is fifth dimensional expression. In the fifth dimension, there is no past. There is no future that you have to be concerned about. It is always in the now. Think about how that would be if you were up on ships. You were traveling. If that is what you want to do. And all you have to be concerned about is what you are doing right in that moment. You don't have to focus on what happened in the past to feel the guilt and all of those things that have been part of your programming. You don't have to only think about what you're going to do in the future, your goals. You do not have to be concerned about that if you are just in the moment. So think about that, contemplate on that, meditate on that. Throughout this next year, more and more find yourself in that perfect present moment. And when you do that and when you realize that this is the perfect moment, and the next moment is also a perfect moment, and the next moment after that, there is no room then for anything other than perfection. There's no room for anything other than love and compassion and oneness and truth and light. Yes, it is true that there are still many throughout the planet that are in the unawakened stage. They are still as yet asleep. But they are waking up rapidly now because of all of you, the system busters, the ones that came here to change everything, to bring change to this world. You are the ones that are doing this. Yes, with our guidance, but it is you, each one of you. And each one of you equals the collective you, the collective consciousness. As you all come together as one, in freedom, freedom of choice, freedom to be who you are. And nothing and no one can take that from you unless you give it to them. And many across the planet that are still unawakened have done that. They have given their freedom away. But because of you, they will be able to take that freedom back. Because you are showing the way to them. You are giving them the path to follow. Even though they do not know that yet. Even though they do not know that you are the way showers. Many of them think that you are crazy. That you do not know what you're talking about. That you follow fake news. You all know the truth. And the truth indeed is, not will, but is setting you free. So trust that people that are on the verge of awakening shall awaken. And they will awaken en masse, not one at a time as has been happening, but all together at once. That is what everything is leading toward now. All the preparation is leading to the great reveal of this next year. Will it happen? Will it happen as you have been hearing in so many, from many different sources? Very possibly, very probably. Is it written in stone? No. You know that can never be. That is why we are not in the prediction game. But as one who serves gave you on New Year's Eve, we are in the possibility and probability game. We can guide you in various ways and are guiding you in these ways. But it is up to all of you to hear that guidance, to follow that guidance, whatever it might be, to continue about your mission. And your mission as a whole, as a group together, our mission is adding to the mission of all of the other groups across the planet, all of the other individuals that have come forth to bring about this great awakening. It is you. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that the violet flame continues to purge out the old programming and to move you on in the direction that you all came here to follow. A path is in front of you. Simply follow it.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. Oneness Serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready if you have questions here. And we know we answered several questions here the other evening. But we are always here to do that, to be of service in whatever way that we can, and to assist you and guide you along the way. And we are the ones to guide you as far as a group goes. We are your main squeeze, you might say here. And we are here to assist you and, as we say, to guide you. That is what we are here to do, and to serve. And that is where you are all heading toward as well, to be of service to others. You have to, yes, serve yourselves. You always have to do that, because you cannot serve others unless you are serving yourself as well within. That does not mean to be selfish. That is your programming. It means to find the God source within you first, and then assist others in finding the God source within them. And that is what being of service is all about. So we are ready for your questions, if you have them. You can, yes, unmute your phones now if you have a question. If there are no questions, then...
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
We are all sending many prayers to the people in outside of Boulder, Colorado, who have been displaced by these really bad fires. To me, it looks like looks similar to the big fires in Paradise, California, where they directed energy weapons and harps creating the winds. Could you just address this? This does not seem like a natural fire. Could you put some light on these fires up there, please?
What we can tell you is there are many similarities between that and other fires that have been spontaneously combusted, we will say here, in terms of technology that has created this. And yes, there are those times when a simple spark will create an entire forest fire, but that is very few and far between. It does not happen as much as they want you to think it happens, where someone simply throws a cigarette out into a bush and it catches fire and then continues on. That does not happen very often, but they tell you that that is what is happening. So to understand what is happening there, as you speak of in your Colorado area and California and these places, this was premeditated, we will say here, in terms of a creation that has occurred by those of the dark forces, where they continue to follow their same game plan over and over and over, to spread fear as much as they can, to create havoc, to create chaos. For you know that their saying is, from chaos comes order. And mm-hmm. they always attempt to create chaos wherever they can, however they can. And then they think they can then provide the order to come out of that chaos. But they are finding more and more that that is not the case any longer. That when they create chaos, it just simply is chaos to the people that are seeing it, and there is no order following it that the people want to follow, you see? So they are losing control very rapidly here, more and more so. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
I do not.
Very good. Then did this answer your question for
yes.
you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I was wondering if the truth is going to be exposed about these evil ones doing this up there, or if it's just going to be washed under the carpet like usual.
We can tell you that for the time being, it will be, as you say, washed under the carpet here. But the truth shall certainly come forward in many respects. And people eventually will learn about the directed energy weapons and HAARP and all of these things that the Dark Ones have been using to spread fear and havoc across the world here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for confirming what I felt. I appreciate it. Love you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
nothing further. Then we know that there is an email question, if we are ready for that. If there is nothing else, one more time we ask, is there a question here? No? Very good. Then what is your email question?
Yes, thank you. The question is, are Trump and the military waiting for the underground beings and threats that exist of any kind to be removed before they act?
Those ones you are speaking of the one and the military and all of this, are in a process of waiting, yes, of doing those things that they can do, as we say many times, behind the scenes, that all of these things are happening, where they are out of the sight and all of this of the public here. And so these things are happening behind the scenes, and for a little bit longer we'll continue to do so. But there will come a time when the signal is given, we will say here, and when that happens, then much of this, if not all of this, will begin to come to the forefront, where the various where the public will actually begin to see all of this. So they are waiting, yes, they are waiting for a signal, they are waiting for various events to occur where they can then go more fully into a full operation of taking down the dark forces here. They are in process now, but it is coming to a point where it will come to a head, where those events will be culminated and bring about the full revealing, as we spoke of on your New Year's Eve. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We do not have add to this.
Very good. Then we are done for this time. We have nothing further to give here. It was a short session, but we understand as energy was expanded in your New Year's Eve call. So we will take our leave then. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.